From the News Center, a news focus.
May is National Women's Health Month. Experts are reminding women to prioritize their health and well-being. Brenda Shelton Dunstan with the Philadelphia Black Women's Health Alliance said the worst of the pandemic showed Black women's health was at the top of the curve as far as health disparities. Her organization works to help improve healthcare outcomes and reduce disparities for women of color through awareness.
We provide education. First, explain what a health disparity is. Health disparities are basically preventable differences in the burden of disease, injury, violence, or opportunities to achieve optimal health status.
She adds they provide strategies and approaches that can be used to prevent chronic conditions like obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. The CDC said African-American women are nearly 50% more likely to have high blood pressure compared with non-Hispanic white women. And the CDC warns that women who are caregivers are at greater risk for poor physical and mental health. Shelton Dunstan said it's important for women to focus on their mental health and take time for themselves while they're caring for loved ones.
You have ultimate responsibility for you and for your self-care. How do you accomplish that? Making that a priority, making you a priority.
The Primetime Sister Circle program also helps women understand that they won't be able to take care of anyone unless they take care of themselves first. Donna O'Shea, an OBGYN and Chief Medical Officer for Population Health at United Healthcare, said as younger women begin adulthood, it's important to take preventive steps so chronic health issues don't begin to take hold.
So it still is important to eat a balanced diet, and perhaps even more so to have a consistent strength and cardiovascular training routine that can also help minimize the stress. You know, as you know, stress hurts us in many ways.
She urges all women to make appointments for any screenings they may have put off during COVID. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.